Chapter 13. Rap Festival. Ruslan, I've heard that there's going to be a rap festival in our town soon, and you're a DJ there. Arthur turned to his friend. Could you organize my performance before the concert?
What do you want to say? Ruslan asked.
I want to explain to people the senselessness of the modern form of education. After all, think about it. Now science is developing so fast that our textbooks are instantly outdated. They lag behind modern knowledge by an average of 10 years. And this gap is growing. Why, you might ask, should we memorize material that is no longer relevant and that no one will need? I see this as a special plan of the dark forces, just like with television. A way to make fools out of people.
Wait, Ruslan warned me. I understand it, but you're going to have a child. Why would you get involved in all this? Do you remember how it ended the first time?
Yes, I remember, of course, Arthur answered, and looked at his friend carefully. But I can't keep silent anymore. I can't hide the truth. And I'm asking you to help me, friend.
The young people of the university gradually gathered in the spacious hall, waiting for the rap festival to start. The event was attended by well-known groups, so there were a lot of people, and the space in front of the stage was quickly filled with fans of modern music. The musicians were already setting up the equipment on the stage when Arthur stepped up and took the microphone.
Friends, we are all students now, and before that we all went to school, Arthur said to the people. But think, why are we doing this? If even an excellent student after sleepless nights before the exam, exhausting themselves with cramming and consuming liters of energy drinks to stay awake, having received an A on the transcript, immediately forgets everything they've crammed. And in a couple of months, without preparation, they would get a D on a repeat exam. Because all their knowledge was gone the next day. And everybody knows it. But this vicious system continues to work. Who makes us do this Sisyphean labor?
Arthur spoke very emotionally, ardently, igniting the flame of struggle in the souls of his listeners. The audience listened to him as if mesmerized. People fell silent, and even the musician stopped fiddling with the equipment.
And there are more and more of these useless subjects that we are forced to cram, Arthur continued his bright speech. The amount of information is growing. Now, instead of 10 years of schooling, it is now 11, and they want schooling to last 13 years. I wouldn't be surprised if they extended it to 15. But what will it do if a person forgets all this knowledge anyway? Why are we not taught to think, to create, to develop imagination, to find solutions to complex problems by straining our brains? Why are we not taught to practice? In the past, if a person wanted to be a painter or an architect, they went to be an apprentice of someone who could do it and learn by experience, practically. They did not sit and cram 10 years of textbooks. But the whole point is that a thinking person is dangerous. Such a person can see all the imperfections of society, the evil forces that rule it. One can find a way out of the situation and change the world. But such a free-thinking person is not acceptable to the ruling power, which fights against any dissent, whether it is a sect or an honest thinker who sees the real state of affairs and does not want to keep silent about it. For such reasonableness will destroy the system of hidden slavery, where, instead of chains, slaves are bound by attitudes, conventional wisdom, authorities, traditions, lies, and promises of politicians. The question is, where do these chains live? And they are precisely located in memory. Consequently, the more emphasis on memory and less on reason and creative thinking, the more obedient and controllable a person is. That's why, from the nursery school onward, we strive to develop only memory. No one will say, think, find a solution, how to make it better for you and everyone around you. On the contrary, they will say, mind your own business. There is someone to think for us. There is someone who will decide how we should live and what we should do. That is why many people, when they find themselves in a non-standard situation, get lost. They have not learned to think, cannot find a way out. And because of this, they cannot earn money or achieve anything in life, going to work for the man who can think, but often thinks only about himself, and how to rob those around him, Therefore, I advise you to quit useless education and go to learn from people who will teach you to think, to create yourself, create your life, to explain the true laws of life management, not algebra and trigonometry. And maybe such people are now called sectarians, detached, psychotic, and stigmatized in every possible way, or silence their existence. But only they can help you to develop your mind and see this world really, not through...
Arthur didn't finish. Several big guards climbed onto the stage, grabbed Arthur under his arms, and started dragging him down. When he was taken away, the organizer of the festival came out and said that a mentally unhealthy person was performing in front of them, that he had a brain injury, so there was no need to listen to him. He offered to start the concert, but the people were outraged, and beer cans flew onto the stage.
"Bring him back! We want to hear him!" screamed the crowd. "He's not the one who's crazy. You are. Enough of making fools of us. We want to know the truth."
At that time, Arthur was dragged to the police. The administrator wrote a report against him, saying that he became disorderly and had attacked the guard, even though Arthur had put up little resistance. While Arthur was being taken to the police station, lines of a poem began to appear in his head, rhyming and adding to each other. "You don't live like everyone else, school, army, factory. You strive for God. Few people will understand you. They will forbid you, condemn you, accuse you of all sins. You'll get through it, because you're Shambhala's disciple. Remember, brother, who you are. You're a messenger. Forever, forever. In the big city and in the small village, with shining eyes, you bring the light that is imperishable. Difficult aspects, we were born in evil. Everyone here is painted into a sect to enslave us." After the incident at the rap festival, representatives of the special services urgently gathered to decide what to do with Arthur.
"We should put him in jail for a long time," said the lieutenant colonel. "I think it is premature," objected the presiding general. "So we'll make a folk hero out of him. And we have publicity, democracy. First, we need to discredit him in the eyes of the public, to fabricate dirt against him, and against those with whom he is associated. They brought me information that there are two groups, some Lyria and Naya, to which he belongs. So, it is necessary to make them all look bad. They are drug addicts, they practice fraud, debauchery. People get bad after communicating with them. Someone even died. We need to find people who will agree to become victims for money, so we can accuse them of terrorism and the like. And when there will be a lot of negative information about them in the media, when people will start to turn away, thanks to this slander and vilification, then we will start to imprison Arthur and those who will try to open people's eyes to the truth like him. It's not the 37th year anymore. It's not the Inquisition. This is the time of information wars. And the main thing here is to destroy not the person, but their reputation, their good name, to discredit them in the eyes of the public. And, by their example, all the other truth-tellers who have a loose tongue, or may have one in the near future."
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.